45. Bed of Stone. Modo's mother lay on a stone bed covered with a thin mattress. Her red hair had been combed, but clumps had fallen out. She was gaunt, and her skin unnaturally pale, so that her veins made a spiderweb pattern over her arms and neck. Her forearms were freckled with needle marks. Clearly they had been stealing from her, blood, and perhaps more. She was not a beautiful woman, and he found himself surprised by that. He had imagined her to be handsome, though he, of all people, should not have expected to have an attractive mother. The quartz that separated them was clear as glass. He pounded on it, slamming his fist again and again. She stirred, but didn't awaken.
"We must get her out of there,"
he shouted, and pounded even harder.
"Yes, yes," Octavia said. "Calm down. There must be another way."
"Yes, there must be. We—" His voice trailed off. His mother had opened her eyes and was looking at him for the first time since she and his father had left him at Notre Dame. Of course, there was no sign of recognition on her face. After all, he was wearing a mask. But surely she must realize that he and Octavia were not part of the guild. The woman blinked, looking drowsy.
"We're here to take you home," Modo said in French.
He had no idea if she could hear him.
"We are friends."
She didn't speak. What incredible pain had she already endured? What torture at the hands of this horrid guild? He placed his open palm against the quartz, a sign of peace, of love, perhaps. Then a section of the floor inside her chamber slid aside. A nearly bald man rose up through the hole on a lift. He paused, not quite startled, and stared at Modo and Octavia. He rubbed his chin for a moment.
"Dr. Hyde," Octavia said.
He was only a few inches taller than Modo. The doctor examined him through the glass without any hint of fear. Then he nodded, turned, and lifted Modo's mother from the slab of stone.
"Where are you taking her?"
Modo shouted.
"Where?"
The man didn't respond as he carried her back to the lift, then disappeared into the floor, leaving the room empty. Modo slammed his fists against the quartz.
"Come,"
Octavia said, pulling him back towards the door.
"We'll find another way."
A bullet struck the wall, and the room echoed with the shot. A guild soldier blocked the doorway, pulling back the hammer on his rifle. Modo lifted the wooden bench and threw it, knocking him to the floor so hard that he didn't get up again.
"Let's go,"
Modo said, leading Octavia through the door.
"We will find her. We will."